All right, Jabo said, good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up page Tzadik Ches, last page of the 11th chapter, the top of the page. Well, first full paragraph. Hashkifa Bachor Yisrael El Zohar Teferes Yisrael. So literally, look, young man, to the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Ve'al atzmu sam etzem Hashem la'toar Hashem elifnim. And remember the glory that was once part of our past. V'tidag al cheshchasenu hanora ata. And worry about the current compromised state. So it's the Piagetzna. Remember again, this goes back to what he was saying yesterday, that even a young person has an obligation to think about what's going to be with the future of the Klal. Right? What's my part in ensuring the continuity of Klal Yisrael? How can I go ahead and restore the glory that was once the Jewish people to its former state? So he says here, he says, Hashem Efim, Tidag al Cheshchasin Anor Ato. Remember the beautiful glory that was Klal Yisrael, and ultimately, again, worry about the current darkness. Now, you know, when we read this, so understand, it's hard for us to sometimes relate to statements like this, because the truth is we are living in a golden age of Jewry. We truly are. In terms of the opportunities we have, in terms of the incredible influence we have, Baruch Hashem, we live in incredible, incredible times. That being said, what we have now doesn't hold a candle to what once was. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, when there was Malchus Yisrael, when Am Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's incredible now, certainly better than it's been in the last 2,000 years, but at the end of the day, it's not what it could be, or it's not what it should be. And the only way that changes is if we take an active interest, and we take an active look. I think if there's just an extra chair over there, if maybe just bring it over here. If we take an active role, ultimately, again, in the restoration of the beauty of Klal Yisrael. And each of us has to do our part, not just in our own betterment, not just with our own circumstances, but ultimately to go ahead and figure out what can be done to go ahead and polish Klal Yisrael, to go ahead and uplift Klal Yisrael. He goes on, Loshuv Lalos, Da'ag Vishtokik Lavot, Loshuv Lalos Uliskarif Al-Koponim At Lelokinu. How does that start? How does the process of polishing and restoring Klal Yisrael to its former beauty and its former glory start? By each of us doing our little piece. Loshuv Lalos Liskarif Al-Koponim Ma'at Le'elokinu. Each of us doing our own little piece to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say this is actually an incredible, incredible idea, that sometimes the way to go ahead and change Klal Yisrael, and the way to go ahead and benefit Klal Yisrael, starts in a very simple way. Change, benefit, and polish yourself. Klal Yisrael is made up of a series of individuals. We're each a member of Klal Yisrael, and if we do our part to uplift ourselves, then by definition, I am benefiting Klal Yisrael as well. Orer bizman min azmanim es nafshecha, awaken and inspire yourself from time to time. Tishaf, tishtaveich ubesiach kein zeh tisatev. And talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's remember again, you know, we saw this dynamic in Gan HaEmunah. We saw this dynamic in Das Atzmecha. We see it again now in Chovas HaTalmidim, of taking the time to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How important it is just to engage in pure dialogue. He says, Ana Hashem, what's... And he gives, actually, this is quite beautiful. He says, here's a sample tefillah that you could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out. Ana Hashem, me'olam ata avinu v'anu banecha. Forever, right, you are our father and we are your children. Ume'olam ume'eis asherak yagiach yelad v'yaldi yisro mirechem imo. Sareinu merubim umarim uma'anyenu kashin va'azin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to lie, from the time we emerge from the mother's womb, from the time we come into this world, our lives are filled with challenges, intense challenges, overwhelming challenges. And sometimes as a result of those challenges, lahafridenu mimcha chas v'shalom. Sometimes those challenges separate us from you. Those challenges pull us away from you. Aval kol echad me'itanu muchan limsor es nafsho b'shvilcha Hashem. But you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Each and every one of us is ready to give our lives to you. Each and every one of us is ready to give ourselves in totality over to you. Va'av kispa kitana me'itanu kivar poshetes es tzavara bishvilcha. And even the smallest lamb from amongst us would be ready to go ahead and extend its neck for you. For the moment we come into this world, life is filled with challenge, overwhelming challenge. But yet, each of us possesses an incredible, unwavering allegiance. We'd be ready to go ahead, literally stretch out our neck for you means we'd be willing to give our life for you. Willing to give our life, we're willing to give everything for you. Ein kates, lemokde ish asher srafunu vein cheker letzarosenu hatmidios b'meshach koyme chayinu hamotzitzos es leshad chayinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no end to the number of those who have offered themselves up to you, nor is there any comprehension of the incredible suffering, the incredible trials and tribulations that we undergo that are part and parcel of the nature of our life. Ubishvilcha, ukadesh lo v'hiparid mimcha, es hakol bi'ahava v'simcha mekablin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you, and in order to remain close to you, we accept it b'simcha. We accept the trials and tribulations of Bisimcha because we realize that unfortunately they are part and parcel of the process of coming close to you. Kein anu kulanu v'chein hinini gam anu. This is true for all of us, and it is true for me who is speaking to you right now. Kein ani ata, kein ehyeh tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is where I stand now, ready to give myself over in totality to you. This is where I stand now, and this is where I will always be. Aval anvi umalki. Well, listen to how beautiful this is. But my father, my king, me olam osano nihagta, ayin ba'ayin, es shchinas uzcha ra'inu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, historically, when you let us in an eye-to-eye fashion. We were always able to see your shchina. Ve'imanu ke'av ohev imbanav dibarta. And ultimately, again, you always spoke to us as a loving father speaks to his sons. Umatov hayalanu az. So this is amazing. Even in times where there was challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always saw you. Even in times where there was challenge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you always spoke to us. Even in times where there was challenge, we were always able to see you ayin ba'ayin. Lochein ata, but that's not like that anymore. Garmu avonosenu va'alis salamaru. As a result of our sins, you have removed yourself and have gone up to the celestial sphere. As Hashemayim ba'at chasegart, and at times you close the heavenly gates behind you, blocking us out. Ein roa ve'ein shomea, we don't see you, we don't hear you. Lo medaber ve'lo ona, you don't speak to us, you don't answer. Lo navi ve'lo chozer, there is no navi, there is no seer. Ana Hashem, ami natashta es ma'at hatzon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you leave, who do you leave the remnant of the sheep to? She'iris Yisrael b'midbar shemama kazeh makom aziki hagufa hanefesh. Ultimately, the remnant of Israel in a desolate desert, a place where ultimately again the guf and the nefesh could be harmed. Avishem Hashamayim yireya nafshi lihios biladecha afrega. My Father in heaven, my soul is so scared to be without you even for a moment. Karev osanu v'iskarev elenu kemaas. Come close to me and bring me close like it once was. Let's say an incredibly beautiful, beautiful idea. Says the Piagetzna that perhaps this is the tefillah ultimately to go ahead and be said each and every day. This is the tefillah ultimately that we say to our Kaddish Baruch Hu each and every day. This is an example. You don't have to use these words, but it's a founder of saying. It's the tefillah of a Jew that says to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, life has never been easy. I have no expectation that life will be easy, but I love you and I cherish being close to you. I find it to be a profound privilege to be close to you. But it was easier to be close to you when I felt that you were close to me. It was easier to be close to you when I felt that you were here. I was able to see you and hear you. You were able to hear me and see me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't felt that way in a while. So I'm asking you, I'm ready to be present. I'm ready to be here. I'm ready to connect. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you to bring me close to you. Beautiful tefillah of a Jew to his creator. We'll stop here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem with the 12th parak tomorrow.